We don't put a lot of thought always in helping our children identify a spouse, but I believe that you have a direct influence on who your kids marry.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, you're listening to Straight Talk. My name is Mark Jobe, and it's a pleasure to be with you once again on the airwaves today. I was just sitting down with some of the radio producers, and they let me know that there is a growing audience of men that are listening to this program. In fact, they said that there's almost three times as many men that listen to this program than a lot of the other programs that they air. And I want to tell you, that encouraged my heart incredibly. Ladies, not that I don't want you to listen to the program, but I believe that sometimes men are some of the most difficult people to reach in our society. I have been praying for years. When I first came to Chicago, our church was a very, very small group of people, about 18 people, and most of those were women. I believe there was four men in the church. And I remember asking God, God, where are the men? And some of you know this story, but I would pray up and down the pews of that little church and say, God, give me 12 men. Jesus had 12. I would like 12. Please give me 12 men. And it's been an incredible encouragement over the years for me to see the amount of men that have been touched by this ministry. In fact, we had a woman, a reporter not too long ago, come and visit the church and was doing a special with PBS on churches in America. And the first comment she made, she said, wow, this church has a lot of men. And I can't tell you, that's about the greatest compliment she could give us, the men that are there. So if you're a man listening tonight, I want to give a shout out to you and say it's not easy to live as a man of God in today's society. But I want to call you out, men of God, don't become discouraged. Live out your calling. Act like men. Be brave. Be valiant. Live the word of God. Lead your homes. Love your wife. Raise your kid. And do everything that's in your power to live out your godly manhood. All right. So let's get ready for the teaching tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. We continue on in our series of Straight Talk Live Bible Studies for Men Only with Pastor Mark. And in this series, we are looking specifically at what it means to be a man of God. Today, Pastor Mark shares on what it means to be a man of God who leads his children effectively with a message entitled, Preparing Your Sons and Daughters for Marriage. Our text will be found in the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Here's Pastor Mark with his live Straight Talk Bible study for men.
I think that a lot of men don't give a lot of thought to the whole courting process or raising their children in a way that they end up meeting the right spouse and end up in healthy marriages. But here's what I want to tell you. I believe that as men, first of all, if you're a single guy here, I want you to know that it's up to you to initiate a courting relationship. If you're going to get married, it's up to you to pursue marriage. It's up to you to initiate marriage. It's up to you to be the one that takes steps and initiatives and understands and knows what it is, what a godly woman looks like, and lays the right foundation for a marriage that's going to last. So if you're a single guy here, we got tons of principles tonight that you need to be taking notes. If I were single right now and I were looking to get married, I would be taking ravenous notes tonight because these principles are huge for you. And also, if you're a father here, we don't put a lot of thought always in helping our children identify a spouse, but I believe that you have a direct influence on who your kids marry. In fact, I believe that you are probably one of the greatest influences on who they end up marrying and how their marriage goes. And we're going to be talking a little bit about what some of those principles are. Some people end up in real good marriages. Some people really struggle in their marriage. I heard of a guy recently that had just celebrated his golden wedding anniversary. And a reporter came up to him with a mic and said, hey, I want to ask you, what is it about your what do you attribute your longevity and your apparent good health? I mean, you have been married. They had been married for 50 years. And he said, not a lot of people make it to 50 years. So tell us, what is the secret of your success? And he said, well, the old man said, when my wife and I were first married, we made a pact. We decided that if we ever became involved in an argument, that I would leave the house and go for a walk to give us both an opportunity to cool off. Then he paused. He sighed and he said, I've been living out an outdoor life ever since. You've been taking a lot of walks. Those of you that are married right now understand that marriage takes some energy, some effort. It doesn't just happen. And some of you guys wish that there would have been a father figure, a dad beside you coaching you in the whole dating process. How many of you say, hey man, I wish my dad would have gotten more involved when I was at a dating age because I made a lot of mistakes. Anybody here? Okay. I think most men say, hey, I wish my father would have coached me a little bit, gotten involved, been involved in the process because I could have avoided a lot of mistakes. Well, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 says this, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Here's the thing. You end up marrying well and in a good marriage here, and you understand that you have something very, very powerful. In fact, unfortunately, most of us, the majority, I would say, because we didn't go about the dating process right, because we didn't lay a good foundation in our marriage, a great majority of men that I run into have a real difficult time navigating marriage. And oftentimes, marriages end up in divorce, and those that don't end up in divorce oftentimes end up real dysfunctional. And I think that a lot of it has to do with how we got into our marriage relationship and what foundation we laid even before you said, I do. In fact, here's what I want you to think about. I often have dads or moms ask me, hey, when should I start talking to my kids about dating and about sex and about marriage? When does the training start? Let me tell you when the training starts. The training starts the day they're born. Because the day your child is born, they're already starting to learn what a marriage is and a marriage is not, because you don't have to sit down and do a lesson. You don't have to give them five principles on a good marriage. A child grows up watching your marriage. And so the day they're born, they're looking at what a marriage is supposed to be and not supposed to be. And whether you like it or not, you're coaching them as to what it means to have a family. In fact, kids grow up thinking this is what a normal family is. And some of you grew up in a family that was highly dysfunctional, and you thought everybody's family was highly dysfunctional until you met some other people and said, wow, I didn't even know there were families like this. Because you learn what a marriage is and you learn what a family is by the home environment that you're raised in. Proverbs 19, verse 14, write this down. Houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Hey, you can get your inheritance from your parents when they die. They leave you the house, they leave you the car, they leave you the bank account. But to marry well, that's a gift from God. That's a blessing that God gives you. And although your parents can be involved in the process, your parents can't give you a good marriage. You're the one that has to be able to begin to build and select and create a good marriage. And I believe dads, fathers, men, I believe that we have the responsibility of coaching and preparing our sons and daughters for the marriages that they're in. And I want you to keep in mind that that training starts right from the beginning and that the Bible has a lot to say about this whole process. In fact, I want you to take your Bibles and turn to Proverbs. Proverbs is the book of wisdom, right? So if you want to add a little wisdom to your life, start reading a proverb a day. In fact, if you really, my mom used to do this for years. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs. That's pretty much one a day. You know, a lot of months have 31 days. And so if you determine, I really want to gain wisdom because, man, I'm a little bit of a fool when it comes to certain things in life, then I would encourage you, whatever day of the week it is, whatever date it is, always know where you're at because you look at the calendar. And if you begin to read a proverb a day, you'd be astounded at how much wisdom is found in the Proverbs. And by the way, you'll be surprised at how much it was Solomon who wrote the book of Proverbs. And so there's just incredible wisdom. And it was not that Solomon practiced everything that he preached, because he was kind of a fool when it came to certain things. He had over 300 wives and then some concubines. So he had about 700 women. So he wasn't really smart in certain areas and made a lot of mistakes. But God gave him the gift of a lot of powerful wisdom. And if you look at the beginning of Proverbs in chapter 4, for example, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1. Solomon is talking as though he were speaking to his sons. He had a lot of sons and a lot of daughters. And he's speaking as though he's instructing his sons. And the whole book of Proverbs is a little bit that way. It's like wisdom is impersonated, and there's this practical, down-to-earth wisdom. You'll find everything in Proverbs, from how to handle your money, to how to marry, to checking your attitude, to what your attitude should be towards your boss, and or if you're an employee, work ethic. There's tons of stuff that I think is just great wisdom for raising kids, for instructing boys, and even for our own life. But in Proverbs chapter 4 specifically, it says, "Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction." It's almost like Solomon is talking to young men. And he says, "Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and only a child of my mother, he taught me and said, 'Lay hold of my words with all of your heart. Keep my commandments and you will live.'" Get wisdom, get understanding. "Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Esteem her, she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor." So the father is saying, "Son, you need to gain some wisdom." Wisdom is practical application of knowledge. How many of you have run into people that are really book smart, but really dumb in the way they live their life out?
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled "Preparing Your Sons and Daughters for Marriage." It's from our series called Straight Talk for Men. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of Proverbs chapter 31 with a Straight Talk message called "Preparing Your Sons and Daughters for Marriage."
You ever run into people that are super smart when it comes to mathematics or when it comes to book knowledge, but they make dumb decisions in life, and you say, "How can you be so smart, but yet at the same time so dumb about life?" Because they have knowledge, but knowledge doesn't equate wisdom. You see, knowledge is knowing the facts about things. Wisdom is the practical application of knowledge. And then you'll run into some people that don't have have never been to third grade or graduated from high school, yet they possess a great degree of common sense, a great degree of wisdom in their life, even though they have no formal education. And so Solomon is talking to young men. And it's interesting in this, as he talks to young men, he gives them a couple really strong exhortations. And notice what he says, and I want you to see what it says in verse 20 of chapter 4. "My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body." Look at verse 23. "Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life." I want to start right there in talking about wisdom and preparing to date, court, get ready for marriage. Proverbs says this: above everything else, guard your heart, because out of your heart springs life. I want you to hear me well, guys. As you are coaching your sons and daughters and preparing them for marriage and preparing them for life, sometimes we can teach our kids a lot of practical things, but unless we coach their heart, they're going to end up making some major blunders in their life, because out of the heart, it says, and above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. You see, I believe as we begin to coach our sons and daughters for life and for marriage and for success, that we need to not only coach them in practical things, but we need to look at the condition of their heart. We need to ask ourselves, how is their heart? What's going on inside of their heart? Is there a healthy heart? Sometimes a kid can obey on the outside, but their heart can be really, really rebellious and far from God. Like James Dobson tells the story of his son. I believe his son was only 3 or 4 years old, and he was acting up in the back seat and standing and hollering, and he had warned him several times, and finally he stopped the car and he says, "Sit down now." And so his son sat down and he said, "I may be sitting on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside." And you know, sometimes we can obey on the outside, but our heart can be in the wrong place, right? So start with that in mind. Guard your heart. Notice what it says in chapter 5, Proverbs chapter 5. He talks about guarding his heart. And then in chapter 5, he jumps right in to this whole warning about women and listening to wisdom and staying away from the adulterous woman and finding a right wife and being satisfied in your relationship with that wife. He's instructing his son. He's saying, this is wisdom. Guard your heart. Guard yourself from a bad relationship. Hey, when you get married, throw yourself in your marriage. Be faithful in your marriage. Satisfy yourself in your marriage. Watch it. So there's tons of wisdom that's given there. And here's a couple verses out of Proverbs. Proverbs talks a lot about how we mess up in marriage and how we need to watch ourselves and find the right woman and cultivate the right marriage. For example, Proverbs 21 verse 19 says, it's better to live in the desert than with a quarrelsome and ill-tempered wife. Some of you have that underlined and highlighted and asterisked in your Bible. Proverbs 25:24 says, better to live on the corner of a roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. I mean, it says it's better for you to just to get out on the little corner of the roof in the chimney and then set your little sandwich there and put your little books there than live inside of the house and be fighting with your wife the whole time. And all the married men said, amen. Proverbs 15:17 says, better a meal with vegetables where there is love than a fattened calf with hatred. Hey, it's better to eat spinach and broccoli than to have a big steak where there's really no love there and where there's hatred there. Proverbs 17:1 says, it's better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting but where there's strife. And in essence, what Solomon is saying is that you and I were never created to live in constant strife in our households. In other words, when we are fighting in our households all the time, when our marriage is dysfunctional, when we have broken our marriage down so much that when we walk in the door, it's just bickering and fighting and arguing, that we become miserable and we create an environment in our house that makes our kids miserable and frustrated, and everybody gets sad and everybody loses their joy, and the man doesn't want to come home and the wife doesn't want him to come home, and the kids can't stand when the parents are together fighting, so they would rather them be apart and just want a little peace and quiet in their house. And some of you were raised in that environment, and some of you are repeating that same environment in your household. And so that's why we need to set a good foundation. That's why we need to figure out this marriage thing before we go into it. We need to start preparing ourselves for marriage. We need to get in the right kind of marriage. We need to figure out what it means to coach our children in the right way. Let me just say this about my sons and daughters. I've been praying for their mate. I've been praying for who they're going to marry since they were just months old. I've been praying for my daughter's husband when she was a year old. Praying, oh God, if he's born somewhere over there in his crib, God, may his parents have wisdom in raising him right, because I don't want no brute marrying my daughter. Lord, may they instruct them. And I don't know where he's at right now. And I don't know where my son's wife is right now. But I've been praying for them already. I don't know their name. I don't know their where they live. I don't know what they look like. But I've been praying for them because I believe that unless God orchestrates otherwise, unless God gives a call to celibacy on their life, a specific call for singleness on their life, I believe that their destiny is marriage. I'm going to pray for that, believe for that, ask for that. And begin to pray already for their spouse that's coming, because I believe, hey, that's a great thing. I want them to be ready. I want them to be prepared for that. So let me talk to you a bit about that. I want to talk to you about, if you're a single guy here, just kind of getting ready for marriage, or if you're a parent, a dad that's trying to prepare your kids for marriage, I'm going to give you some principles, some biblical guidelines about how to navigate this road. All right. First thing I want to just mention to you is that, let's start with the age thing, okay? I get parents all the time that ask me, so at what age should a person start dating? How many of you fathers have been asked that, if you have a little bit older kids, okay? At what age should we be allowed to date? You know, what age? Well, let me nicely avoid that question a bit, but yet answer that question at the same time. I think there's 45-year-old guys that aren't old enough to date. See, it's not a matter of age. It's a bit of a matter of maturity. And there's guys that I've met that say, hey, Pastor, you know, I want to get married. I want a woman. And I don't know why God's not giving me a woman. I said, well, slow down. Let's look at you first. Before we talk about a woman, let's look at your life a little bit. And let's ask ourselves, are you ready to date a woman? Pastor, I'm 45 years old, man. I'm ready to get married. And here's what I know. Now, there's some 45-year-old guys that, because they haven't matured in the process or they've made a lot of mistakes, that if God were to give you the right woman right now, you would so butcher and mess up that relationship that even though she was the right woman, you would so mess it up that it wouldn't work out. Because there's issues in your life that you're still working through that you need to get right in order to have a healthy relationship. If you're not whole and healthy yourself, what makes you think that you can lead a marriage and make it whole and healthy? Hello? You see, before you can lead a marriage, you got to be able to lead yourself. So, you know, you got to get a job. You got to start paying for your bills. You got to be able to get up in the morning. You got to learn how to shave. You got to learn how to put your pants on and deal with your own problems. Stop running from issues. Get out of your addiction. Get a little bit stable. Learn to read your Bible. Learn to pray. You need to learn those things, right? You know, if you're 45 years old and you're still going to sleep in Star Wars sheets, and your mom is still making your breakfast, and she's still saying, "Son, wake up! It's time to go to work." Mom, I don't want to. If you're not ready for marriage. Get out on your own. Start paying your own bills. Get a job. Be consistent. Stop sleeping around. Start getting consistent in your life with God. Start reading your Bible. Start going to church more than once every 3 months and saying you're a good believer. Start getting consistent in your life. Start turning off internet pornography. Get a grip on your mind. Put a little savings aside so that you're not just living paycheck to paycheck and debt to debt. Get some stability in your life. In other words, start growing up. Get some stability in your life. And then you can start thinking about a marriage relationship, because you have some maturity, some stability in your life, so that you can lead a marriage and then start having kids and start raising children and raising another generation. Are you tracking with me?
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe in Chicago at our main campus, New Life Midway, with his message entitled Preparing Your Sons and Daughters for Marriage. It's from his current series called Straight Talk for Men. Join us again for the second half of these special recordings from Live Bible Studies with Pastor Mark.
As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.